And now this is a dictation for Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Weaver, W-E-A, V as in Victor, E-R, August 31, 34, addresses a letter to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, a follow-up for Mrs. Weaver, who has advanced renal failure, hypertension, CHF, last visit in February, comes accompanied with his son to the office. There were problems of nose bleeding, requiring evaluation at emergency room Carson City, stay overnight, no blood transfusion. They put some type of tamponade that she removed a week later. She uses a walker. No recent fall. No vomiting dysphagia. No diarrhea bleeding. No change in urine output. No infection, cloudiness of blood. Stable dyspnea. No hemoptysis. No chest pain palpitation. Denied syncope. Her falling apparently is mechanic. Denies the use of oxygen, no sleep apnea, orthopnea, PND, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review on Eliquis, Plavix, on Lasix, Losartan, Metoprolol, potassium replacement, next paragraph, today weight 182, at home 178, blood pressure 160/86 on the right side, the AV fistula open on the left side, the no stealing syndrome, no local iral, which is consolidation, pleural effusion, has atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, overweight of the abdomen without ascites, masses, tenderness, I don't see much of edema, minor decreased hearing, uses a walker, no focal deficit, speech is normal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from April, creatinine 2.6 and appears stable over time. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Present GFR 17 stage 4. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. No anemia. Normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4. Stable over time. No indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, left-sided AV fistula, no stealing syndrome. Next number, hypertension in the office, not well controlled, to be rechecked before we do adjustments. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, clinically stable. Next number, severe pulmonary hypertension, diastolic dysfunction, clinically stable. Next number, moderate tricuspid regurgitation stable. Next number, comments. No evidence for dialysis. There has been no need to change diet or add treatment for potassium, acid base, or phosphorus abnormalities. Nutrition is appropriate. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. We'll see her back on the next 3-4 months.